Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's cross over to Israel now to see about some issues regarding the ceasefire. Is it holding? A lot of listeners have been asking us this morning about this. And to discuss the question, we have Corey Bardash, who is the co-chair of the Republic Party in Israel. Corey, thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good morning.
Before we start on the main thing, can I ask, are you guys connected to like other Republican groups all over the world, people like Mark Zell from Republicans overseas, that sort of thing, or do you operate?
It's Mark Zell and I are co-chairs of Republicans overseas here in Israel.
Okay.
And just for 10 seconds or so, there's around 8 million Americans that live abroad, Israel being the fourth largest expat community. Americans enable its citizens from around the world to participate in the elections in the U.S. And we here in Israel are very active in the global Republican constellation.
Okay, the reason I'm asking, and that is, thank you for that explanation, it's very interesting, is because Mark did come up on my Twitter feed about this serving of papers against Francesca Albanese, He seemed to have been involved in some respect. So I think that that's also interesting just from our local context.
Yeah, he's a lawyer and he does a number of cases on that level, but that's independent of the Republican responsibilities, just as a pro-Israel activist and very effective that way.
Yes, so doing good work. Please sending our regards and say thank you for some good work. Now, on to some more pressing issues from where you are at the moment. This ceasefire that we have, we've seen Hamas breaking it, attacking troops, Israel's sort of working to get the bodies back. Hamas, this video has been released of them burying a body and then pretending it to dig up. Doha saying that they're still pushing, Trump is still committed to the plan. Where do you see things on the ceasefire going?
Yeah, it's being tested very, very strongly now, particularly by Hamas. Where it's holding is Hamas is trying to reestablish itself on a certain level, predicating on the wiggle room that was in the previous, in the signed agreement. In the signed agreement, it basically said they will return all living hostages and will, quote unquote, make a best effort in locating the deceased, the ones that were murdered, the hostages that were there. And obviously, the world have seen how they try to stage a recovery, trying to look like they have a good faith effort in trying to locate all the dead hostages. And it was for the world to see that they staged it. They implicated the Red Cross because they brought in the Red Cross. I see, oh, I think we have a body. And it just shows that they are doing it, Hamas, because they believe they can do it. A lot of the pressure, or some of the pressure, has been dissipated. But Israel cannot afford to do that. Like you said, the Qatari foreign minister, prime minister, I'm sorry, blamed them for violating the ceasefire because of the attacking an Israeli soldier, which is against that, obviously. They see that they were, not returning the bodies. And it's not the first time that they've done it. Back in February, they returned the wrong body of Shiri Bibas. And just like 2 weeks ago, just to remind you, they, a different body part of Ofer Tzarfati. So they're making a calculation. Their most important thing, Hamas, is to stay in power, try not to disarm, trying to keep some sort of presence in the Gaza Strip. So, the question is, what do we do now? How do we regain that upper hand over Hamas and maintain the momentum?
Yeah, absolutely, and because I do think that you're correct that the sort of the pressure has gone off, and Israel, wants to be able to to maintain the pressure. I see that in the Times of Israel today, the editorial sort of called for a threat that's backed up by credible military action. But you would probably need to get all the regional partners on board for something like that, including the Americans, I imagine.
I think it has to be led by America. Trump was incredibly successful in getting this coalition together and getting the buy-in from the Arab states and the Gulf state. And with that commitment, there was a complete elation in Israel to get the live bodies back. But it's a one deal. And in order for it to go through, it's Trump has to re-energize and make sure that the partners that signed on keep the pressure on, particularly the Qataris and Turkey, to return the bodies. Only then will it go into the next phase. If you know the Hamas people are walking around the part of Gaza that they are in charges, but it's absolutely correct to say that America has to reestablish and immediately, you know, make sure that there is an ultimatum come with the on the Israeli side. Forget America, with the credible threat of force that Israel did yesterday, and that everything will be reversed if it isn't the case. And ultimately, the future of Gaza, you know, there's not going to be any rebuilding. There's not going to be any security for Israel or for the region if it continues that way. But the first domino in that series has to be the reestablishment and the maintaining of the pressure on Hamas to return the dead bodies, and Israel won't be able to accept anything less than that, because they've already let out hundreds of terrorists, and frankly Hamas's negotiation has been lessened over the last week or so because of you know, we have the live bodies in their calculation, and that's, you know, and they are on the losing hand, and nothing will go forward otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely, and something we will be keeping a strong eye on. Corey Bardash, he's the co-chair of the Republican Party in Israel. Thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
Well, all the best. Thank you very much.